Peter Harrod, the co-owner of Mighty Peace GM Power Sports in Peace River. Thank you very much for joining us, and I get to come into the office again. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you.
The Northern Alberta Expo is coming up at the end of April in Peace River. How anxious is everybody getting ready for that show, especially from here?
Yeah, you know what? We're excited. I mean, yeah, we're calling it the Expo. But at the end of the day, I mean, just so everybody's aware, it is the trade show that's happening at the arena April 26 here for the month of or this month. So we're quite excited to be down there and be a part of the trade show again. And you know, and now being with the new branding of it, being the Expo, so we're actually quite excited. And the staff here at the GM side and the Power Sports side are actually quite excited to get down and have a chance to see everybody and chat with everybody and take care of everybody.
It's also a chance to get some maybe new products on the line, both in the GM side, the Polaris side, and the Power Sports side, is it not?
Yes, very much. I mean, definitely, as everybody knows, we're quite heavy in the Polaris. We're definitely heavy in the GM side, for sure, with all the GM product that we have here, Chevy and Buick. But this year, we actually have a new line in our RV side. We're actually dabbling with the motorhomes. Mm. We sold quite a few motorhomes last year, and this year we thought, okay, we'll take on a new line of motorhomes. So we're actually looking at putting a motorhome in the arena at the Expo on April 26th this year.
Hmm. There you go. I was talking with Chad Krantz outside, and he says, yeah, people are anxious to get out because of the maybe the lack of snow we had this winter, maybe the fact that, well, the usual cabin fever. How anxious and how excited are you to see the people getting out and basically sell out the show and have lots of people coming into the arena and the Baytex Energy Center for this huge event that's taken over Peace River?
Yeah, Chad's actually right on the money there with regards to talking about people's excitement. We definitely had more snow this year than we had the previous year, so that makes more people more anxious to get out and about. Definitely know that the good weather is actually starting this afternoon. Even tomorrow is almost like somebody's flicking a switch saying that tomorrow is summertime. Mm-hmm. So we're quite excited about that. The people in the Peace Country are quite excited about that. There's definitely energy in the air. And one of the other things that we're quite excited about is the fact that we actually are overloaded this year on the Power Sports and RV side with new and pre-owned inventory with regards to RVs, motorhomes, fifth wheels, enclosed trailers, flat deck trailers, you name it, we have it. And we have a showroom full of side-by-sides and even motorcycles right now, mm-hmm. Which is actually quite exciting for us. So anything that's Power Sports and RV, you name it, we got it. And the beauty is all of our new RVs that we have on ground, and again, we're overloaded, but all of our new RVs are tariff-free. Mm-hmm. So we're not putting the prices up because of the tariffs. We're actually keeping the prices low because we got them at low price. We're taking care of the Peace Country in that way as well as many other ways. So we're quite excited. And then we have so much inventory on the GM side, on the auto, that no tariffs there either. So we're quite excited that we are overloaded on the inventory. And that we got every floor plan out there that anybody's looking for. And there's no extra cost on it. You know, so let's yeah, we're just, like I say, we're just taking advantage of that for sure.
One thing that's certainly brought forward, especially in a show like this, is the emphasis of the relationships that Mighty Peace GM and Power Sports has with the customers, the residents, the people in the area, and the chamber. Can't forget the chamber because they're putting this on. How much does this emphasize the relationships that this business brings to the community in the area?
Actually, that was going to be my next point. So we can't say thank you enough to the Chamber of Commerce here in Peace River and District. So for putting on this show, because there's a lot of work that actually goes into to pulling a show like this off. A lot of work by all the chamber directors and the executive. So a huge thank you to the Chamber of Commerce for that, to be able to put this show on, for us to be able to be a part of it. I mean, one of our biggest appreciations with the, appreciating the Chamber of Commerce is we are so excited that we get a chance to see our customers on a daily basis, whether they're coming in buying vehicles, buying RVs, here at Mighty Peace. We have those relationships with all of our customers that basically are like our friends because of the relationships. But the thing that we love, love, love most about the Chamber of Commerce trade show this year, Expo, at the Baytex, is the fact that not only do we see our customers in a different setting, which is obviously at the rink, the arena, but the fact that we see all the other people in the Peace Country that don't necessarily come into Mighty Peace, and then they get a chance to see the Mighty Peace staff at the show, and they're like, oh, great, good relationships, good everything. Then they actually end up coming to Mighty Peace and end up being our new customer. So we love the fact that not only do we get a chance to see our customers, but now we get a chance to see all the people in the Peace Country at the Expo, at the Baytex, and definitely we love the fact that they come and visit us actually at the two dealerships up on the hill here.
I'm thinking it's a real toss-up, but then again, it could be a three-sided coin as far as the toss-up is concerned, because I'm actually wondering, in your mind, who's more anxious to have the show going or to get the show going? Would it be you? Would it be your staff? Or would it be the potential customers?
I think it's, like you said, I think it is a three-sided coin. I mean, the staff are definitely excited to get down to the trade show. For sure, the staff are definitely there. I'm excited because I love it. And then, but you know, just the people that are walking through the show, eating the popcorn that Northern Sunrise gives out. Everybody, there is an energy in that arena. And thank you to the Chamber again for that, and thank you to Baytex. But there's an energy that you can easily tap into, and certainly enjoy the weekend there. That's for sure.
Any other points I've missed that you want to bring up?
No, I can't think of anything, but we're looking forward to seeing everybody at the Chamber of Commerce Expo this year, April 26th. We're quite excited to see you, and thanks everybody for the continuous support that we actually do get here up on the West Hill at Mighty Peace GM and Mighty Peace Power Sports and RV. It is beyond appreciated.
Peter Harrett, the co-owner of Mighty Peace GM and Power Sports in Peace River, appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day today.